Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. A word and prayer in the eyes of a lay person. My name is Mary Armstrong, and I'm coming to you today with a word from John, the 4th chapter. It is so good to be with you today. It's a beautiful day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. It's so good to be with you. We're going to have a word of prayer first. Precious Lord, we thank God for this day that you have given us. We thank God for life, health, and strength. We thank God for this day because if it had not been for you, we would not have been able to wake up to another day that you have made. We thank God because you've been so good to us, Lord. Oh, God, lead, guide, and direct us today. Help this word to go into someone's heart that it can make a change in their lives. Because your word is alive, God. And we know, God, over 2,000 years ago, Father, you came into this world and you made a difference, Lord. And Jesus, you died that we might live. Oh, God, help us today to say something through the word of God that it will touch someone's heart, that they may see that they need you on the inside. Oh, God, because your word goes on the inside and makes a change, they will show up on the outside. Lead, guide, and direct us, Lord, that we will walk in the light of your word. Oh, God, because you're coming back just like you said you would. Lead, guide us, and we thank you right now for your word, God. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to be coming to you from the 4th chapter of St. John. And the subject is the woman at the well. Starting at the first verse. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again unto Galilee. Went back, that's what the verse is saying. And he must need go through Samaria. Now don't forget this, that he must need go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the pistol ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. And if you are Bible readers in the Old Testament, Jacob had 12 sons. And one of the sons' name was Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the 6th hour. It was noonday. And around 12 o'clock, his heart during that time of day. And the woman of Samaria to draw water. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples was gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that then a Jew asks to drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans, because the Samaritans was a mixed race, and the Jews didn't fool around with the Samaritans and the Gentiles, because they had mixed with the Gentiles, so they was a mixed race. So the Jews didn't fool around with the Samaritans and the Gentiles at this time. Because in one chapter, when Jesus sent the 12 out, he told them to don't go the way of the the Samaritans nor the Jews, but go to the household of Israel. That's who they were supposed to go to and preach to. Okay, because at that time it was just for the Samaritan, the Jews, they were supposed to go preach to them. But after, when Jesus died on the cross, he died for the whole world. Everyone, salvation was for everyone. When he died, the sins of the whole world went into Jesus Christ. So he died for everybody, everyone, the Jews, the Greek, everyone, the Gentiles. He died for the whole wide world. But at this time, it was for the Jews. Told them, don't go the way of the Gentiles and the Samaritans, but for the household of Israel. But when he died on the cross, it was for the whole wide world. Okay, so right here, she's saying right here, why are you asking a drink of me, a woman of Samaria? So because the Jews have no dealings with us. But if you remember at the beginning, he had a need to go. He had, okay, well, I'm going to read it again, that he must need go through Samaria. So somebody in Samaria had, they needed Jesus. So Jesus had a need to go to Samaria. Okay, so remember that. Okay, now, but she said the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. So we're going to run references right here. Luke 9:52-53. So you need to always run reference because it tells you, it makes you understand more so about what is going on. 9:52-53. And sent, talking about Jesus, and sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of Samaria to make ready for him, make ready for Jesus. And they did not receive him because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. They're talking about Jesus. They didn't receive him. So we're going to go back to John 4. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knowest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water, that spiritual water, not the water coming out of the well. The woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From hence then hath thou that living water. For thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his and children and his cattle. Okay, verse 6. We go back to verse 6. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus therefore was weary with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the 6th hour. Now, the other women didn't come at that time, because that's the time when it's so hot, they didn't want to meet up with her. So she was, you'll see as you go on down. But thy greater, okay. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life, spiritual water. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. She didn't understand. Jesus said unto her, go call thy husband, and come here. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had 5 husbands, and he whom
thou now hast is not thy husband, and that thou sayest truly. He wasn't jumping on her saying, you done had so many men and all this. He just spoke the truth. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worship in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Okay, let's go to Judges 9:7. Let's go to Judges 9:7, because you'll find out what's going on there. Judges 9:7. It says, and when they told it to Joram, he went and stood in the top of the, and lifted up his voice and cried and said unto them, hearken unto me, ye men of Shechem, that God may hearken unto you. Now he's telling them something. He's wanting them to hearken unto him. Him. Okay, let's go back. Let's go back. Go back now. The woman said to him, sir, our fathers worship in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Okay. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour is coming that ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. Okay, now, Romans 9:4-5 says, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption, and the glory, and the covenant, and the giving of the law, and the service of God, and the promise, who are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the faith, Christ came, who is over all. God blessed forever. Amen. So all of it comes through Christ Jesus. It all comes through Christ Jesus. Praise God. Jesus answered and said unto her, okay, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. And it's the only way you can worship Jesus Christ is in spirit and in truth, to worship him. You have to worship him in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's the only way that you can worship God, is in spirit and in truth. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. It's only through Jesus Christ that all men might believe. That's to bear witness of the light, that all men might believe. Praise God. That's the only way that you can worship him. The woman said to him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he has come, he will tell us all things. Now listen to this verse. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. She was talking to him right then. Okay, Matthew 26:63. Let's find out what that's saying. Matthew 26:63. But Jesus held his peace. And the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjourn thee by the living God, that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Look at that. That's when they had arrested Jesus. That's when they had arrested him, for they didn't believe that he was who he said he was. Jesus said unto him, Thou hast said, nevertheless, excuse me, I say unto you, shall you see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Even though you don't believe, that don't make me say that I'm not who I say I am. And upon this came his disciples, and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou? Or why talkest thou with her? See, he knew who he was. Excuse me. I have to get some water. My throat gets dry. So as he talked with the woman, disciples came back, and they wondered why he talked with the woman. The woman then left her water pot and went her way unto the city and said to the man, Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? See, she knew the man. The women didn't fool with her. She knew the man. Then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, the disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. He was doing what his father told him to do. Therefore said the disciples one to another, Hath any man brought him out to eat? Jesus said unto them, My meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Praise God. And he was doing what he came to do, the Lord. So see, that's what we have to do. We have to do what God give us to do. Praise the Lord. We're going to have to give an account to what God gives us to do. We can't do somebody else's job. Well, I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And that's what he was doing. Say not ye, there are yet four months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the field, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true. O sower and another, one soweth and another reapeth. I send you to reap and work on. Ye restoreth and laboreth. Other men laboreth and are empty unto their labor. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him. For the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me all that ever I did. And so when the Samaritans were coming to him, they besought him that he would tarry with them. And he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own work. She went in and told the men that she knew she was one that was with the men. The women didn't fool with her. That's why she came at the heat of the day. That's why Jesus said, I have a need to go to Samaria. Because he knew that woman was going to be there. Jesus knows everything. He knew that woman was going to be there. And he knew she was going to run back into the city and tell the men, and they were going to come out. He wanted to tell her about the living water. That's what we need, that living water, not the natural water. She said, you must be a prophet. He told me everything that I had done. He didn't know me. But he told me everything that I had done. Praise God. And she ran into the city and began to tell the men. Praise God. She told them to where they came out, to see where they fell. Praise the Lord. And Jesus began to talk to those men. And they wanted him to stay, and he stayed 2 days. Praise the Lord. See, when God began to, when he began to talk to you, Jesus began to talk to you. And you receive what he has to say. You're no longer the same. He changes you from the inside out. Praise the Lord. And it makes a change. Like he said when I told you about last week about new birth, when he was talking to Nicodemus. Nicodemus didn't understand, how can this be? Do I have to be born, go into my mother's womb and be born again? He didn't understand. It's a spiritual birth. A spiritual birth. You can't see this with the natural eye. Because it's something that has a... So we're going to open up... Our pastor going to open up the mics. And if you have questions, you can ask questions. You can ask questions. If you have questions, you can ask questions if you don't understand. Because we're living in a time where people wants to know, I hope they do, they want to know, what must I do to be saved? All you have to do is believe what Jesus did on the cross. He took our sins and he took them in his own body on the cross. Praise God. And all we have to do is believe what he did on the cross and accept what he did on the cross. Believe what he did. He took the sins of the whole world. And we just believe that and repent and we'll be saved. And walk in that belief. And talk to him day by day and ask him to help us and read the word. And as we learn of him, we can live holy. We can live right. We can live right. We can't do it in our own selves. But through Christ Jesus, we can live according to his will. It's through him that we live and have our being. We can't do it. Because if we could do it, he wouldn't have had to come down here in the flesh and know what it is to be a man. God took on him in flesh, and he walked here. He lived in 30 years and a half, and he walked this earth and went to the cross. That's why he knows what it is to be a human. That's why he knows how it is to be in pain. That's how he knows how it is to be rejected. That's how he knows what it is when we're hurting on the inside, when we're mistreated and talked about, because he was. They rejected him. They didn't receive him. His own family didn't receive him until after he died. His brothers, they didn't believe in him until after he died. Only his mother, and she had to suffer because they didn't treat her son right. Simeon said, "The sword gonna push you too." Praise God, she went through something. She went through something too when her son hung on the cross, but she had to go through. That's why when we go through things come our way. We have to go through, saints. We have to go through. It says, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. We have to bear our cross. We have to go through. We can't throw it aside and think we're going to make it without bearing our cross. We must bear our cross. Sometimes we're going to have to cry. Sometimes our heart's going to be broken. Sometimes we may feel like nobody understands. Sometimes our loved one hurts us. Sometimes our husband might not understand us. And sometimes we may feel like he don't care when he does, but he don't understand what we're going through. Sometimes he may feel like he don't understand me, what we're going through. But we have to bear our cross and go through. But Jesus understands. He always understands. He said he'd be with us always, even to the end of the world. So don't feel like you're going through it by yourself. Because he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And that's what he means. You're not by yourself. He's there with you. You're not walking alone. He's bearing it with you. So lift up your head, O ye gates. Lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. So don't hold your head down. Hold your head up high. Because you're the child of the King. You're the child of the Most High. Praise God. A lot of them say I'm highly favored. Only one was highly favored, and that was Mary. We're not highly favored. That was only one, and that was Mary. But we are a child of the King. We're somebody. But the only one we still boast about is Jesus. We can boast about him because we belong to him and we are heir to Jesus Christ. So don't get it twisted. We're not highly favored, but we are a child of the King's. So we can look to him at all times and we can praise him. We're supposed to praise him. He said, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. You can look out when the wind is blowing. Look at the trees. The leaves is just a-waving. The leaves is just a-waving. We're supposed to praise the Lord. To let everything that has breath praise the Lord. But only the children of God can worship him. We're supposed to worship him. We got a right to worship him. Praise God. And we're supposed to pray for one another. That is our weapon. He tells us to pray for one another, especially the household of faith. We are supposed to do that. Praise God. And when we don't do it, we're disobeying God. So we're supposed to honor him by praying for our brothers and our sisters. So let's not fail God. We are supposed to do that. We're supposed to pray for our government, those in high places. Praise God. And we need to do that. They're not doing what they should supposed to do. So we're supposed to pray for them. Praise God. So brothers and sisters, we got a choice to keep a God to glorify. Praise our God. Because a lot of our leaders are sick today. And we need to lift them up in prayer. Because they got a load on their shoulders. They got a load on their shoulders. Praise God. And the enemy is fighting them. And we need to lift them up in prayer. The assistant pastors, we need to lift them up in prayer. You remember when Moses, they had to get up under the shoulders and lift them up. I think, was it Joshua or Moses? They had to get up and lift their arms up. Praise God. We have to lift them up. Praise God. What we got to do. We got to do, saints. We got a job to do. Praise the Lord. So let us be about our Father's business. We got to be about our Father's business. Because we got a choice to keep of God to glorify. So just like Jesus had a need to go to Samaria, he knew that lady was the woman was going to be at the well at that time. And he went. He had a job to do. He didn't go to put her down. We can't whip nobody and say, Lord, yeah, you've been with many men. He didn't go there to beat her down about it. But he went to tell her about the water that she needed, that spiritual water. The water that I give you, you'll never thirst again. That's what he was telling her about. She went to draw water from the well, natural water. But he went to tell her about, you need the spiritual water that I got. And the water I give you, you will never thirst again. Praise the Lord. And he began to tell her about that living water. Praise God. That spiritual water that springs up. Praise the Lord. I tell you the truth. And praise God, if we continue to live right, we're going to see him for ourselves one day. We're going to see him for ourselves one day because he's coming back for his church without spot or wrinkle, without any blemish. Praise the Lord. I was listening to the preacher last night, and we're going to see him. It don't matter what he looks like, what color he is. I just want to be just like it. Praise the Lord. It don't matter what he looks like. I just want to see him for myself and be able to go back with him. If it's the way of the grave, the way of the rapture, I want to go back with him. So I don't believe the apostle's on the line because he didn't open up the mic. But we thank God for the lesson today, the woman at the well. So we know we all need that spiritual water. We all need that spiritual drink. So you that are on the line today, we thank God for you. And whoever's on the line, if you are, we're going to have prayer. If you have a prayer request, you can speak it if you are on the line at this time. Anyone on the line, you can speak your prayer request. If not, we're going to have a prayer, and we're going to end it at this time. Most holy and our wise God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us. We thank you for the scripture that you gave us today, the woman at the well. Because we thank you that we've had that water. We thank you for giving us the spiritual water. Praise God. We thank you, God, that it lives down on the inside of us, Lord. We thank you for the spiritual water, praise God. And we thank you for the Holy Ghost being on the inside of us, for your anointing. Praise God, the anointing is what destroys the yoke. We thank you, Father, for who you are in our lives right now. Because if it had not been for you, where would I be today? I just want to be led by the Spirit of God. I just want to be in the will of you, Lord. I just want to say what you would have me to say. Oh, God, lead, guide, and direct our path. Help us to be led by the Spirit of God. Lead and guide us throughout the day. Help us to be obedient to your word. Help us to say what you'd have us to say. We ask you to remember the sick and the afflicted. We ask you to remember the apostle today, Lord. You know what's going on in his life. You know all about his family right now, God. We ask you to intervene, God. Work it out, Lord. Work it out. Bless all the sick and all the afflicted. Bless all the bereaved families today, Lord. All those that are hurting, Lord. Oh, God, all those, God, going through situations, don't know which way to turn. We asking you to have mercy. Oh, God, bless our nation today, Lord. Bless the ones that where the earthquake was. God, you know what's going on. But, Lord, you're speaking every day. Oh, God, have mercy. God, just have mercy. Oh, God, let us walk in the light, Lord, because you're the light of the world.
Lord, we can't make it without you, but we ask you to have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, Lord. We ask you, God, to let your will be done, Lord. Let your will be done. Whatever we must do, Lord, help us to stand up, Lord. Hallelujah. Help us to stand up, God, and give you praise. Oh, yeah. We need you. We can't be where you need you. We need you, Lord. Bless your people right now. Bless your people right now, Lord. Let us say yes to your will and yes to your way. Have your way throughout this day. Lead, guide, and direct us. Let us be a vessel of honor that you can use, that you will get the praise, Lord. Bless your people, Lord. We thank you for the broadcast. Oh, God, and we say yes, Lord. Have your way in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Shalom.